You're listening to The World Cafe, and today we head out to the campground stage at the Philadelphia Folk Festival for a rousing set with David Bromberg and his band. After burning out on performing and not picking up a guitar for years, Bromberg has been heading out on weekends from his day job selling vintage violins in Wilmington, Delaware, and has taken to performing again with a vengeance, as you will hear from our live show today. This is how the set began as twilight settled over the campground at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Listen for the fiddle trio in this one. It's David Bromberg.
Yes, here I am again, right where I know I shouldn't be. I've been caught inside this trap too many times. I must have said these words and walked these steps at least a million times before. And I feel like I know everybody's lines. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? Right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And any time you want to leave, get up and go. Just when I'm trying to be so good. Oh, by now I really should know right from wrong. It's just I always seem to find myself around the same neighborhood, and I always seem to stay here all night long. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? Are you right where you were going when you walked up to the door? And any time you want to leave, get up and go. You've dug inside my soul, and you'll never see my face again until tomorrow. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? You right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And any time you want to leave, get up and go. Chat if you don't like it here, and you can go. I don't even want to see you hanging around. Just get out of here in the key of D. Remember that you told me, honey, once upon a time. You said if I'd be yours, you'd be mine. That's all right. You don't love me no more, girl, I know, but that's all right. Sometimes I do wonder, girl, who's loving you tonight? Hey, I remember how you used to tell me, baby, that your love was strong. I woke up this morning, all those pretty words were gone, but that's all right. You got a new man now, but that's all right. Oh, but sometimes I wonder, who's loving you tonight? We'll be right back. said one time, honey, I was the man that God made you for. You had five or six men since then, honey. I guess that stuff don't play no more. That's all right. You play in the field now, girl, but that's all right. But you know, sometimes I wonder. Babe, who's loving you tonight? Said it after me, baby. You could never love enough. Now I see out there playing house with every schoolboy and his brother, but that's all right. You're robbing a cradle now, girl, but I guess that's all right. But you know, sometimes I do wonder. Ooh, who's loving you tonight?
David Broberg live on the World Cafe. I think we're off to a pretty good start. Yeah. David, you should introduce people left to right on your radio as to who's playing here.
Okay, well, the man that you see standing on the right side of your radio playing the guitar, the mandolin, the fiddle, third bass, and sometimes pitching, Bobby Tangrea. Standing in between me and Bobby, dressed in a red flannel jumpsuit. Is the one and lonely Johnny Duke or John Lippincott playing the blues guitar. The man with the blue t-shirt that you can all see playing the bass. That's Bob Taylor. And standing next to David Dye is the Pharaoh of the fiddle, the behemoth of the bow, the sultan of the strings, ruler of the rosin, prince of the pegs, titan of the tuners, Jeff Weiser.
We should kind of set the scene here because I kind of introduced you as the guy who deals violins out of Wilmington, Delaware. But before that, you were the little old violin maker from Chicago. And before that, you had a career in music, I understand. And but
not really.
But I'm kind of interested in what drew you to Wilmington, because tonight we have Angel Band is going to be playing, and you have Johnny here also, and that seems to be a direct result of you ending up in Wilmington.
I think if you really want to know why I came to Wilmington, I think it was bad company brought me there, but I really like it. I had some conversations with the mayor before I moved, and he said that there used to be music all up and down the street that I live on, which is Market Street, and there wasn't any anymore, and he regretted that. So I figured I'd try and get some started, and I started these jam sessions. And at one of them, one night, this family of really nice singers showed up, and there were a lot of hot players at that jam, but not many singers. So I told Nancy, who's a great singer, you know, this is what you've been missing. Come on down. There's some singers, and that's how Angel Band formed. And at the Blues Jam, which is on Thursday nights, we still have these. Tuesday nights is the Bluegrass, and that's at Pearl's on Market Street between 4th and 5th. And on Thursday nights at Janelle's on 8th and Market, we have these Blues Jams. And a kid who was going to high school with my daughter came up to me one night, and he said, my younger brother is coming here tonight, and he's going to play, so you should listen. And I was this rotten kid.
Turned out pretty well.
Rotten kid. He'll be playing with his band here on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, back in the pre-violin making days, your music days, you were known as the sideman, as the guy who people always wanted to play with you, and I'm curious as to when you first, you know, made the trek down to New York City from Tarrytown, did you want to just be a guitar player? Did you just
that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be a sideman, just play guitar, and I still love doing it. I mean, that's why I'm really enjoying being an Angel Band.
What started you being out front and being a front man?
I used to sit around my apartment and play with a really fine guitar player named Steve Berg. And, all right, Steve was a wonderful guitar player. And he's you know, and sometimes I'd sing some songs and, you know, we'd just jam. And he'd say, you know, you ought to start performing. I'll play bass for you. And if a guitar player that good would put down the guitar and stand away from the spotlight, I figured I'd try it out. So I think Steve Berg is to blame.
When you took a break, years when I understand you didn't even pick up a guitar. It's hard to believe.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I picked up one. It was kind of like being at a softball game, mm-hmm. you know, or no, at a picnic where somebody's got a softball. Say, oh, let's play ball. And, you know, and then you'd play ball and wouldn't think about it for another year or so till you were at another picnic where somebody had a bat and a ball. So that's kind of the way I'd touch a guitar during those 22 years.
Is it like riding a bicycle? Can you get right back on, or did you lose?
Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually saw you a few years ago when you were first starting out, and you've been playing a lot. It's clear that you're back into it totally now, so it's just great to hear this. Well, we'll talk some more. I want to pick your brains about Reverend Gary Davis and a bunch of other stuff, but what's next?
I'll do a real oldie. Are you hearing it cut in and out too? I practiced for years to get it to do that. You know, I woke up this morning, people. I believe the hour was just about 4. You should have heard my woman crying. She said, oh, sweet daddy, please don't go. I said, I hate to leave you, sweet mama. But the Lord knows I've just got to go. I had these blues so long, I declare it's made my poor heart sore. And them blues is bad, you know. The blues jumped up on the devil. Blues chased the devil out of solid mile. devil, he sat down, commenced to cry just like a newborn child. What'd it sound like? Woman, yeah, and she works around 4th and Main. Folks, I got a Tuesday woman, yeah, she brings me all her chain. I got a Wednesday woman, and she buys me whiskey and beer. I got a Thursday woman, she'd raise hell if she knew I was here. I got a Friday woman, girl know how to do a man right. Folks, I got a Saturday woman, declare won't let me sleep a wink all night. I got a Sunday woman, and she watches over me while I sleep. I guess you know by now, I got a gal for every day of the week. Three might quit you and another one might die. You know, I met a little gypsy in this fortune-telling place. First she read my mind and then she slapped my face. About 37 women. I'm talking about right in this neighborhood. Yeah, but 20 are married, another 17 ain't no doggone good. Altogether, I got 98 women. People, all I want is just one more. If number 99 please me, I might let the other 98 go. I got a New York woman. All any man could need. But she don't talk too good since she blew out her brains on speed. I got a Philadelphia woman. Now what do you think of that? This woman's so hot she can make William Penn tip his hat. I got a New Jersey woman. And people, she's the best of all. I'll tell you why I love that woman. She can really do the Jersey crawl.
The blues, some of what Mr. Bromberg does best, from our concert recorded at the campground stage at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Much more when we get back here to the World Cafe. Back to the Philadelphia Folk Festival with David Bromberg and his band on stage with this old Ian Tyson song called Summer Wages.
We'll never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Years are gamble, lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling on until we get to Vancouver, and the woman I love is is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Maybe gambled and lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber all ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I'll work on those toes in my slippery city shoes, of which I swore I'd never do again. Through the great fog-bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. Dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. Oh, she's a woman so fine, I might never try to find her, 'cause good memories all we had before, and they should never be changed, because they're all that I'll take with me. Now I've gambled and lost my summer wages. Boys never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone, with friends around to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages.
David Bromberg is live on the World Cafe. Thanks for pulling that one out. Great song. Great to hear Summer Wages. Your new album, your latest album, Try Me One More Time, has a couple of Reverend Gary Davis tunes on that. And I know you're a fan, but you're more than a fan. You were
What were you? What was your relationship with him? You were pretty tight.
I was one of his students, and I had the honor of, after a while, I used to pay him for lessons. They were way too cheap. And after a while, he asked me, instead of paying him, if I would lead him around. He was blind. And so he needed somebody to guide him around. So I used to take him around to church and or concerts. And in return, I'd get these all-day guitar lessons.
How was he kind of rediscovered at that point? Was he playing strictly gospel music to gospel crowds, or how did he get into the folk scene again?
Well, it's interesting because the folk scene is very different from the African American scene that he was involved in. At his funeral, it wasn't even mentioned that he played guitar. They talked about what a great preacher he was, and he used to play guitar at in church and sing his songs, but he'd also preach. The Weavers recorded one of his trademark tunes, 12 Gates to the City, and they credited it to Reverend Gary Davis, and that's how I first heard of him. And I think a lot of people did. And after a while, they found him. He'd been on, he started out around Rorley Durham, roaming the streets along with Sonny Terry and Blind Boy Fuller. Three blind musicians, just incredible musicians. And then he left that area and moved to New York, and he would play on the streets of Harlem, where he had his guitar stolen from him over and over again. But somebody found him, and the first time I saw him, he was playing in a little club on Bleecker Street called the Dragon's Den. And I approached him and asked him if he'd give me lessons, and he agreed. And I went to his house. At that point, he was still living in the Bronx, in just an awful place. But I don't know whether it was Harold Leventhal or who it was who got hold of him, and he started doing college concerts. And then he moved into a nice place out way out in Jamaica, Queens. You had to take three subways, and it took about 7 hours. It was a nice place, and he lived there, and he played for a completely different crowd. You know, he played for college students. But he never gave up church.
I don't know if it's something you can answer, but what did you learn from him on guitar? I know you don't have a 12-string here, but I was just wondering.
Well, actually, we once talked about trading guitars. I learned to play. You know, he was very smart. He knew what he could teach was what he did. And so I learned a number of his tunes.
Now, when I listen to you play, you do this amazing kind of, I don't know if it's playing across the lines or playing slightly behind the beat. You just have an amazing way of putting a solo together with a lot of syncopation in there. How did that develop over the years? Do you have any idea how
just from listening to a lot of different things. But
guitar players or other instruments?
All kinds of instruments. But since you're talking about the Reverend, there's other things that I learned from him that time to time it occurs to me. For instance, his guitar used to talk to him. And so I learned to have my guitar talk for me sometimes. And I spent a lot of time in churches, taking him to churches and hearing some great preachers. Aside from him, I heard other great preachers. And the preaching is extremely musical. And some of my favorite solos that I've done are really preaching, you know.
Well, you can hear that also in how you sing a song, too. You definitely put
well,
it across.
Yeah, I got some of that, too. Yeah, I wrote definitely some songs that obviously come from church. Yeah.
David Bromberg is playing live on the World Cafe, and we are at the Camp Stage. We're outdoors for our first ever live World Cafe outdoors. And let's hear more from this great band. What's up?
I'm going to do one kind of a solo.
All right.
It brings a tear to my eye. When I begin to realize I cried so much, girl, since since you've been gone. Seem like I'm about to drown, about to drown in my own tears. I'd sit and cry just like a baby child. Where am I pouring tears? Running wild. And if you don't think, you don't think that you can come home soon, it's all right. I'll just have to drown. I'll have to drown in my own tears. Look here. I know that it's true. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Into every life a little bit of rain, a little bit of rain will surely have to fall. But I'm so blue. Since you've been gone, seem like it's just raining more and 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 more. Why don't you? Why don't you bring it on back? Don't leave me suffering all alone. But if you don't think you can come home soon, it's all right. I'll just have to
drown in my own.
I know I'm gonna
drown in my own tears.
What can a man do but just
drown in my own tears.
You're throwing water on a
drowning man. Drown in my own.
Somebody help me, please. Somebody help me,
drown
please.
Drown in my own tears.
You know I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm
drowning my own tears.
Somebody throw me a lifeline, for God's sake, throw me a lifeline.
Drowning my own tears.
Somebody help me.
Drowning my own.
I'm going down for the third time now. I think I'm gonna
drown.
I'm gonna drown. Go down. God help me, I'm about to drown in my own tears. Angel Band.
Drown in My Own Tears, all part of the set with David Bromberg and his band from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Still more coming up. We get back here to the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. I remind you of that because, heck, I get a name check from David Bromberg on this version of Who Do You Love?
Most famous man on earth. Who do you think? It ain't the Pope. Ain't George Bush. It ain't Michael Jackson. It ain't Kevin Federline. It ain't Larry King. Hell, it ain't even David Dye. No, it's not Gene either. The most famous man who ever lived is Bo Diddley. Because long after all of us here are gone, somebody's going to play this lick. Somebody else will say, oh, that's Bo Diddley you're playing. Now tell me, can you feel it? I say, can you feel it? I say, tell me, can you feel it? I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I wear a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a house the roadside made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a chimney right on top made out of human skulls. Come on, take a walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love, baby? Who do you love? Tell me who you love. Now the night was dark and the sky was blue. Down the alley a meat wagon flew. It hit a bump and somebody screamed.
You oughta heard just what I seen.
Who do you love, baby? Who do you love, darling? Who do you love, sweet? Who do you love? I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I wear a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a house on the roadside made out of rattlesnake hide. Big chimney up on top made out of human skulls. Come on, take a walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love, baby? Who do you love, darling? tell me who you love. Oh, look at me when I talk to you. I said, look at me when I talk to you. Look at me when I talk to you. Look at me when I talk to you now. Look at me when I talk to you, baby. Look at me when I talk to you now. Look at me when I talk to you. Hey, I wanna know.
Who do you love?
I wanna know.
Who do you love?
I gotta know.
Who do you love?
I wanna know.
Who do you love?
Who do you? 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 Who do you?